Item 13, a resolution by Supervisor Rainey to develop a voter registration program to allow Milwaukee County residents to register to vote at locations where they apply for, renew, or update information for the receipt of social services from Milwaukee County in order to expand access to voter registration for all citizens of Milwaukee County.
Supervisor Rainey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Colleagues, what we have before us this afternoon is a proposal from Milwaukee County to create a voter registration program for residents who register or apply for, renew, or update information for social services here in Milwaukee County. The social services being food share, disability services, housing assistance, child support, veteran services. The proposal requires that Milwaukee County Social Services Departments provide forms and assistance for voter registration to make registration more convenient. Additionally, for Milwaukee County to forward the completed voter registration forms to appropriate local election officials and requires officials to provide timely notification in conjunction with the Milwaukee County Election Commission to voter registration applicants as to whether their applications are accepted or rejected. I'm pretty sure all of you are aware that, you know, the climate here in Wisconsin has been to reduce individuals' access to the ballot. I think this is a good response. This is pretty much, you know, a no-brainer resolution. Voting is a sacred American right, and I think here in Milwaukee County we need to do all we can to make sure that our residents are involved. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Very good. Have you had discussion with the county clerk who will be taking on new responsibilities related to the election commission? Or?
I have not personally had discussions with the county clerk, but I was assisted by corporation counsel, in particular Attorney Foley and Attorney Bargren, with developing this policy, and they will have the onus of implementing it in its most practicalness. So I hope you guys can support this measure.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The question, having been a social worker for many years, I know that sometimes when you sit down with a client, you sit down with somebody, and there eventually could be a lot of referrals to different places to help that individual get whatever or family get whatever assistance is required. My question is, and I having been in that role, my question is, did you look at various programs elsewhere to come up with practical ways in which something like this can be implemented?
Sure. What I actually examined was the National Voter Registration Act of 1993, also referred to as the Motor Voter Act, where individuals can go to the DMV and once they renew their license, they can register to vote simultaneously. And that was the vision behind this policy. So when you come to get food share, you come to get veteran services, housing assistance, not only can you receive that assistance from Milwaukee County, but hopefully we'll have staff deputized and forms available to actually get people to register to vote there on site.
Thank you, Supervisor. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to thank my colleague, Supervisor Rainey, for coming forth with this great policy. I think at a time when we're seeing efforts to try to diminish the participation of people voting, that this is right on time to help make sure that people are included in the process. If more people are participating, that's better for our community. It's better for our future of just involved citizens. So I would like to be added as a co-sponsor on the piece of legislation.
Seeing no objection, Supervisor Bowen is added as a co-sponsor. Thank you. Supervisor Stascunas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First question for Mr. Grady. I just want to, is this legal in the context of Wisconsin state election law and, you know, how we require people to be registered to vote? I mean, is this legal?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Attorney Grady.
Mr. Chairman, Attorney Colleen Foley in our office has been working with the supervisor on this. And it's gone through, I think, a couple iterations to address the questions of legality. And my understanding is, I have not personally been involved, but my understanding is that this resolution will result in a process that is legal. There are some limitations on what we can do, but my understanding is the things that are proposed here are not prevented. They're allowed.
Okay. And then I guess this would be for Mr. Rady or Supervisor Rainey. As I look at the resolution on line 9, it talks about the opportunity to register to vote for state and local elections. What about voting for president? Or is that just implied that that's included too?
Prior to Corporation Council. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I can't answer that question directly. My guess is it's a drafting oversight, but I don't know off the top of my head because, again, I have not personally been involved in this. The only other thing I guess I would say is there's almost always a state or local election that coincides with the presidential election. But
well, right, but I just wonder if it's you know, if we need to specify you vote for federal office as well, or you know, once you're registered, I guess. And I guess if you want to throw that back to Attorney Foley at some point, you know, I'd like to get the answer on that one. And then, Mr. Chair, this would be for Supervisor Rainey. Is there anywhere in here where we're providing training on how to properly register someone to vote to the social service people who are going to be doing this task? Because, again, if I'm trained as, I don't know, to help somebody sign up for, you know, child support or some other service, I may or may not know anything about how to register someone to vote. Are we going to train these people? Is there anywhere in here where it says we're going to train them and show them how to do it correctly and legally?
Mr. Chair, although the resolution doesn't speak directly to that, I assume that it will be within the Corporation Council's policy, within their vision as they develop this policy. So when I spoke with Attorney Bargren, he mentioned deputizing staff as a possibility to providing that service. So I would assume, yes, that training will be a part of this measure.
Because I think my concern is that I'd like to see that it's done properly. I mean, I'm sure, and I don't know, but there's a whole list of items that somebody has to verify before they register someone to vote. So I may be bringing an amendment forward at the board meeting, and I'll share it with you, to require anybody who does this on behalf of Milwaukee County that they go through a training session with, sponsored, I guess, by the Corporation Council. You said that's kind of who you're working with, you know, so that we know that they're following the law. And then the last question, thanks, Mr. Chairman, for letting me go on. Mm-hmm. And for Supervisor Rainey, I mean, you probably don't have, but did you think about the possible fiscal effect and the fiscal concerns? Frankly, I read a fiscal note saying that there isn't going to be any effect. And I mean, if this program becomes effective and if it becomes successful, we're going to be registering a large number of people. And if I'm, once again, tasked with helping somebody obtain their child support, but yet now I'm spending, you know, instead of 30 minutes on that task, now I'm spending 30 minutes on that task and 30 minutes registering them to vote, aren't we going to potentially bottleneck some of our employees and our agencies who are supposed to be processing, you know, other areas of county government? And again, yet the fisc, I don't know how the fiscal note can say there isn't going to be an impact, especially if it gets successful. Now, if we register 10 people, yeah, no big deal, but I'm sure you want it to be successful and register a lot of people. So I guess I'm just interested in your thoughts on bottlenecking these agencies from doing their full-time job.
Sure. Mr. Chair. thank you, Supervisor Stascunis, for your concerns. The details are in the pudding. So once Corporation Council actually develops this policy, and as they mentioned, you know, and it's all practicalness, you know, I'm certain that they'll keep those things in mind as they develop this. But as a supervisor who's just been reduced to a part-time position, I know very well about bottleneck and having to address multiple issues on a part-time basis or a limited time. So I'm certain that here in Milwaukee County, we could proceed and still do things effectively despite that. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Other questions, Supervisor Stetson?
No, Mr. Chair, thank you.
I just wanted to share one more thing, Mr. Chair. There's one other piece of this legislation where there'll be some text alert notifications sent to people who register through our system. So people will not only be registered, but they'll be notified the day of or before the election that, you know, an election is approaching or this is the day that you should vote. You know, this week I saw on the news a lot of celebration about the Afghan government holding their first elections. You know, and it's amazing to me how we're spreading democracy around the world while we're limiting democracy here in our country. I could even say that if I think it's unpatriotic to not support this. And I move for this committee to approve this measure. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The city of Milwaukee, and I speak only from that experience, has a deputy registrar program. I believe it's still extant. I once was a deputy registrar, registered people door-to-door. Takes a very brief time, perhaps 2 minutes. They signed the card, you forwarded to the election commission. In this case, all of the address, all the information from date of birth to address to everything can be verified by a caseworker sitting at a desk in 2 minutes. So I think it's an exaggeration to think that this is going to take a good deal of employee time. But even if it did, I think it would be fostering representative government's interests. The strategic advantage to limiting the vote of some people is clear to us, and why it's being done is clear to us. This is a countermeasure, and I see it as such, that goes some small distance toward attempting to correct this. But even if we pass this, I don't think there's any guarantee that the legislature won't act to void it next session. So temporarily, I think we ought to pass this thing until the legislature finds some way to undermine it so that their strategic advantage can be advanced.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I request asked to be added as a co-sponsor without objection. But on a practical matter, people become excited about democracy. I have been excited about democracy. People who serve, such as those in social services, are willing to take the time to do what's necessary in order to help their clients. It may be that there's a voter registrar, there's somebody who is a deputy registrar in a unit, could be on the floor. It could be that many social service personnel consider themselves that this is something that they want to do to countermeasure what has been happening across the country, counteract what has been happening across the country, and in that voter limitations of voter registration have been occurring all across the state, all across the country, I should say. And I think there would be excitement. Now, again, it could be through a unit, it could be through a floor, it could be unit done to a particular program. And as Supervisor Broderick has intimated, it takes a couple minutes to have somebody fill out a card, talk to them about filling out the card, what this means, and if, as Supervisor Rainey has indicated, that there is a follow-up with respect to text message or some other means by which someone can be contacted once this registration has occurred, which would be by the election commission, the pertinent election commission anyway. So I don't think that it would take a lot. I think there would be motivation to do this, and I would welcome something like this happening.
Okay. I see request Supervisor Johnson and Broderick to be added as co-sponsors. Seeing no objection, they're added. Any other comments or questions? Seeing no further comments or questions, the motion is for adoption by Supervisor Rainey.
Supervisors Borkowski.
No.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Deskunis.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 1 no. The motion to recommend adoption prevails.
Very good. With that, we'll return to item 10. Item 10 and again.
Item 10, a resolution by Supervisor Weishan supporting the recovery and release of public records related to Milwaukee County business activity, which is subject to the Wisconsin Open Records Law.
Okay. Passed out is amendment number 1 by Supervisor Weishan. Supervisor Weishan?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, I think everybody can read the changes. Pretty simple. I'll move approval of the amendment. And hopefully you'll find it worthy. Thank you.
Okay. Supervisor Weishan moves adoption of Amendment 1. Seeing no questions or comments on the motion, on the motion for adoption of Amendment 1.
Supervisors Borkowski.
No.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Seskunas.
No.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
5 ayes, 2 noes. The amendment prevails.
Okay. Supervisor Weishan moves adoption as amended. Seeing no questions or comments on adoption.
Supervisors Borkowski.
No.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Seskunas.
No.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
5 ayes, 2 noes. The motion to recommend adoption as amended prevails.
Very good. Thank you. Okay. Attorney Grady, is there anything on 14 or 15 that you believe need closed session at this time?